Psychologists have long maintained that people in need of motivation must find ways to motivate themselves. My interpretation of that? If you're not self-motivated to win, you are by default self-motivated to lose. My motivational seminars are always customized specifically for each company or audience for whom I speak. Teams, groups, or companies are motivated only to the degree to which individuals can find first self-motivation. Through the use of real-life stories, humorous anecdotes, and my own personal experience, I challenge audiences to provocative new introspective thought that guides them to find real purpose for their own desires and ultimately, passion. I then introduce them, by audience participation, to my energy cube theory. Everyone's heard of time management, but few have explored the correlation between time management as it relates to energy management. Successful, motivated individuals know they are indelibly linked. History shows unequivocally the power of motivation and the fallout from a lack of it. Seminar participants are always amazed at the striking similarities of the motivational challenges faced by historic notables like Winston Churchill, Napoleon, or even the World War II British Army when compared to our own everyday motivational challenges. Here's one for you. Do you think you personally have anything in common motivationally with an old Western gold prospector? Find out.